So let's take a look at today's sentence. Now, most skills have what I called a frustration barrier. By committing to practicing whatever it is you want to do for at least 20 hours, you will be able to overcome that initial frustration barrier and stick with the practice long enough to actually reap the rewards. Now, most skills have what I called a frustration barrier. By committing to practicing whatever it is you want to do for at least 20 hours, you will be able to overcome that initial frustration barrier and stick with the practice long enough to actually reap the rewards. 首先来看的是 frustration 这一个字。那它名词指的是挫折的意思。那我们有时候会说 the frustration is holding her back， 就是她所遭遇到的挫折呢，让她没办法再往前进。那它的重音呢是在 tra 的地方 ，frustration。那它的形容词呢有 frustrated about something，frustrated about something 这个 ed 呢是。对事情哦，像是 he's really frustrated about the never-ending complaints from his girlfriend. 他对于他女朋友永无止境的抱怨呢，他感到很挫折。I'm sorry, that was a bad sentence, but anyways, it's frustration. So 挫折好像造的例句都可能比较负面。那如果要讲说一件事情非常令人 frustrating， 就是要加 ing， 像是。It's really frustrating to know that we've come all the way for nothing. 就是我们知道我们走了这么远，可是却一无所获，真的非常令人泄气。那再我们来看 barrier， barrier 指的是障碍物的意思，就是 a 呢要发 r 的音， barrier， barrier。那要记得这个 r r i e r 这边要 rear， rear 的音。还跟它很像的字呢，还有 obstacle。Obstacle 也可以指障碍物，那他们这两个呢，都是指实际上的障碍物，或者是 figurative， 就是比喻上来说的障碍物都可以用。Obstacle 的 o 呢要发 r 的音，然后 ta 的 a 要发短音 a。Obstacle。再我们来看 commit 呢指的是犯下或者是投入的意思。那他如果说 commit 犯下一件事情，像是我们会说 commit a crime 犯罪，或者是 he committed suicide。他自杀，那记得这个动词呢要用 committed。那如果要把它变成投入的话呢，我们可以讲 he's really committed to the coffee shop he just opened。他非常投入，把他投入很多时间呢在经营他新开的咖啡店。那它的名词呢是 commitment， commitment 好像有委托的意思，然后它还有另外一层的意思呢是一个承诺，像是很多人觉得 marriage is a huge commitment， 婚姻呢是一个非常大的承诺。那跟它长得很像的字呢还有 committee， 那记得你看这三个字的 c o 的 o 都是发短音 e 的音哦，只有 c 的音。Committee， 我们回到委员会这一个字，那像联合国常会那个 General Assembly， 他们底下就有分成第一到第六个委员会 ，the first committee to the sixth committee。那他们每一个委员会底下呢，都是指都是有不同的项目，像是 economic and financial， 或者是 social humanitarian and cultural。那这个我就不多讲，如果有兴趣的人的话，可以再自己查一下。所以这是 commit 或是 committee 的部分。再我们来看 initial 呢，有指的是最初的意思，像是 her initial idea was to create a world without hunger。她最初的想法呢，她最初的构想呢，是要提倡一个没有饥荒的世界。initial。那它还有另外一个名词的解释呢，则是英文名字的第一个单字的缩写，像是我的名字呢是 Christy Young， 那 my initials will be KY， 就是它会把这个缩写变成 initials。 很多人就会问说 what are your initials， 有些人会把他们自己的 initial 可能刺绣在包包上啊等等都会这样。那它的动词呢是 initiate 指的是开始或者是发动，像是说 the enemy initiated an attack， 就是对方敌人呢发动了攻击。最后我们来看 reap 这一个字， reap 呢指的是收获的，那记得这边 ea 呢要发长音 e 的音， reap。 那英文有一句谚语啊， as you sow, so shall you reap， 就是想要怎么收获要先怎么摘的意思。那 reap 如果不小心发成短音的话就变成 rip。 那 rip 本身呢指的是撕裂的意思，那两个字不要再搞混了。 Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. Now, most skills have what I call a frustration barrier. By committing to practicing whatever it is you want to do for at least 20 hours, you will be able to overcome that initial frustration barrier and stick with the practice long enough to actually reap the rewards. So I think this is very true. So in terms of learning guitar, there's definitely the frustration barrier or like the bottleneck that you reached a point where you sort of feel like you stopped improving. And I think it's the same with everything, every new things that you learn. Guitar, yoga, jogging, those are the things that I love, but it's not like I've never encountered any bottleneck before. It always happens. But I think what the speaker said was very true, that if we commit ourselves to the practice and prepare ourselves for at least 20 hours of practice, and I think you will definitely improve a lot.